Welcome to Cardamone Law University, translating the Pennsylvania Workers' Compensation Act into plain English for injured workers. It's Mike Cardamone here. Today I wanted to talk about the independent medical exam. We get a lot of questions about this from our clients. Basically, it's an examination set up by the workers' comp carrier or employer, and they can do that every 6 months or so. And it's set up with a doctor of their own choosing. And it's not a doctor that's going to provide any treatment or care. It's simply to examine you, look at your medical records, take your history, and write up a report. And essentially, they have to address the following questions. Depends on the issues at hand, but in general, they answer what the work-related diagnoses are, what restrictions the injured worker needs as a result of those diagnoses, whether the injured worker is recovered or not, and what treatment is reasonable and necessary. And basically, the independent medical exam physician will write up the report, send it to the adjuster, and if it says that the injured worker is fully recovered, normally what follows after that is a notice of ability to return to work, which is a document required by the Pennsylvania Workers' Comp Law. It's not a job offer, but it basically says a physician, namely the IME doctor in this instance, believes that you're capable of working. And then they'll file a petition to terminate. And at that point, if you don't have an attorney, you better lawyer up quickly because your benefits are about to be shut off, your wage loss benefits, close to the first hearing date if you don't have an attorney. There's a thing called supersedious where you have to make an initial showing, and we're good at doing that to keep our clients' benefits going, the wage loss checks throughout the litigation. So make sure you call us, 215-206-9068, if you need any help. And the independent medical examination is not always independent. In fact, the lawyers on our side of the fence who represent injured workers, we like to call it a defense medical exam. Why is that? Well, they're hand selecting the doctor. And a lot of these doctors are going to see things through their own lens. They don't get the benefit of making any money and providing treatment to the injured worker, so they tend to be a little bit more cynical. So I would say, this is just a rough estimate, 60-70% of the time, you'll get an independent medical exam report claiming a full recovery, that the injury was a strain or a sprain or a contusion, and the injured worker just has degenerative changes in their spine or their knee or their shoulder or wherever, and that's what's causing the current symptoms. And this drives our clients bonkers because, and of course, there are people that are recovered, but a lot of people aren't, and it really drives them mad when the doctor says they're recovered or they're exaggerating their symptoms or something like that. The good part about the independent medical exam is if you're interested in settling your case, that tends to get negotiations going because the other side then has some leverage to come to the settlement table and try to negotiate a deal. In other cases, if the report is not favorable to the insurance company, then the benefits will continue without any challenge. Also, if the doctor says the injured worker can work with restrictions, that doesn't give them the ability to file a petition to terminate, which alleges a recovery. But it allows them to then ask the employer, if they haven't been terminated yet, whether they can accommodate those restrictions. And a lot of times you'll see a job offer on the heels of the independent medical exam coming out, the report. Or another option is if the employer cannot accommodate the restrictions, you might see what's called a labor market survey set up. That's where the insurance company sets up an initial vocational evaluation with a vocational expert. And then they do a labor market survey trying to find jobs within the injured worker's physical abilities and vocational abilities based on their job history and interests and hobbies and things like that. So the independent medical exam, another issue that comes up with it is transportation. If you can't get yourself there, then they're responsible for transporting you. And even if you drive yourself, they'll reimburse you for payment of your mileage and any tolls, things like that. If you have any more questions about the independent medical exam, make sure you call us. You can also email myself. It's Michael at cardamonelaw.com. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L at C-A-R-D-A-M-O-N-E-L-A-W.com. Or again, you can always feel free to call us 7 days a week, 215-206-9068. That's just a brief overview of the independent medical exam. There's a lot more issues that come with it, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a rundown. And if you have questions, just follow up with us. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon from Cardamone Law University.